This is Daniel Dickinson for UN News. Passion and storytelling are two of the key ingredients to become a wine expert, according to Michelle Gaetan, a certified sommelier based in New Orleans in the United States. Ms. Gaetan transitioned from politics to event management and then became one of the minority of female sommeliers currently working in the US. She spoke to the International Labour Organization as part of a photography project to mark the centenary of the establishment of the UN agency. The project, called Dignity at Work, the American Experience, documents the working life of people across the United States. Kevin Cassidy, the director of the ILO's Office for the United States, sat down with her during a tasting event at a wine bar in New Orleans.
We focus on education. That's the main focus here at Swirl. I'm a consultant. I work throughout the city. This is one of my mainstays. It's one of the places I love to work at because people come in, for education, for great selection. Beth, the owner, does a great job of selecting wines that are boutique, artisanal. That's what we focus on. Right. So we pour by the glass. We are a retail shop, so by the bottle as well. And a lot of seminars, which I've been part of, teaching some of those seminars as well. So a lot of educational efforts here.
Did you ever think you'd be doing this job?
20 years ago, no. I was in D.C. in politics. I got the hell out of Dodge real quick after a very successful race. But after that, I worked in event management and with a company that was global. So I traveled the world, but wine and food and people were my passion. New Orleans is home. I came back 5 years ago.
So what was that inflection point? When did you decide this is what I want to do?
Honestly, I was working on a yacht in Europe for the company I worked with, and I planned this big event. I loved wine at the time. I was interested. But when it became a passion, it just became an obsession, was this one point after the event. The stewardess of the yacht came up and said, "Would you like a glass of wine?" I was exhausted. I had, planned all the travel arrangements for everybody participating, everything from sun up to sundown. And when she gave me a glass of, she said, Chardonnay, and I wanted to call bull, I tasted it, and it was a Burgundy, which I knew the difference between American Chardonnay and French Chardonnay, but that was the moment when I realized that even within one region, Burgundy, you could have so many different styles of wine. So at that point, it became an obsession, and I started on a trek to get certifications and be where I am today at it.
So what does it take to be certified?
A lot of drinking. No. a lot of tasting. Mm-hmm. A lot of study. It's very, very difficult. The tests are hard. It's certification, and then I've been through the third level. To go on to get your master's, I've had colleagues that have stopped working because they need to study for several years. I decided to move back to New Orleans. My job as a master here would not be worth it. I would have to go elsewhere, so I haven't pursued the master level, but I'm very happy with where I'm at. But it's a lot of work. It's it's a lot of study and a lot of work, and I don't think most people realize that. Oh, you drink for a living. Well, not really. I mean, kind of, but it's the study is intense.
Yeah. Can you give me an example of something that you were doing recently that you thought, this is exactly why I do what I do?
Wow. I mean, that's almost every day I work in my environment. When I introduce somebody to something that they wouldn't have fathomed, people are nervous. They're scared to say, a lot of people are scared to say they don't know a lot about wine, but they say, oh, well, I love cabs. But as soon as I give them, what I love to do is just give them a simple taste of, if you tell me you like bold reds and I give you a taste of something completely different that, you haven't heard of. Just now I just poured a Pignoletto sparkling wine, which is from Italy, for somebody, and they were like, this is amazing. How could, but it's to give people that experience that says, wow, this is cool. You just opened my, I just opened their mind up to something new and different and unique. And for me, I go home happy at the end of the day if somebody's had a unique experience, because that's how, in my past, that's how I got started. I had a unique experience on a yacht. Yeah. I like when people leave with a unique experience, then I can go home and sleep.
Fantastic. So you really are truly a teacher.
I am an educator. I love educating.
What are the three characteristics that are really important in your business? What are the three skill sets, maybe to put it that way?
Passion is number one, because the money is not in this job. There's not a lot of money in this job. Passion is number one. Number two is culture and people, and I feel like I'm from New Orleans. There's a lot of culture in my town and in my blood. But the culture, what I'm talking about when I say culture, is the storytelling behind the wines. I think that's so important. It's not about, like you said, it's not about the technical. It's not about, you know, how long were the grapes macerating on the skins, or how much malolactic fermentation did you get through. It's, you talk about the families and the people behind these wines. I like stories. That's more of a selling point than the technical data in any level of understanding. At my level, you know, I appreciate a wine less because of the technical data, but more because of the story and what I'm tasting. The experience of that moment, too.
And it sounds like you have to also kind of read people a bit, too.
Absolutely. Being in this industry for a long time and in different states and working in different positions, from either selling wine or buying wine and working with customers, a lot of people ask me, well, what's your favorite wine, or what should I drink today, tonight? What should I order? What's the best wine? What's the best pairing? My first question is, what do you typically like, or what are you in the mood for? Because if I give them my favorite, everybody's different. So you have to read people. You have to kind of almost dissect their palate before you recommend a wine or a pairing.
Right. Excellent. Just more on the kind of the job side of things. Now, you mentioned that in order to go to the higher level, you'd probably have to move from New Orleans, but your choice and desire is to stay here in your hometown, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So what does work mean to you?
Work is important, obviously, but family and culture is very important too. So for me, it's finding the balance between my work, my passion, my family, right, and my culture. That's what work means to me.
Yeah. So you're following, it's not even just passion. What I often hear from people is that this is my gift. This is what I'm innately very good at.
I think I am. I've been told that. But yes, it's not just passion. You have to have maybe a gift or a knack. But I think that gift or knack can come with passion. You know, you can develop that when you have the passion to develop it.
So a question about, like, so you've worked before in Washington and you've moved on and you've worked on that boat and, you know, putting together planning for parties, and now you're doing the sommelier, and you have another job that you do as well, too, to make ends meet here,
yeah.
So what, in all of that, what have you learned about yourself and the world around you in the world of work, shall we say?
I have learned that I love experiencing other people and other cultures, but also to be very open to opportunities. And that has gotten me a long way, because there were some opportunities that were presented to me that I almost feared. You know, I've learned not to be fearful, and if you can't get beyond that, you can't be successful, and you have to fail and fail and fail before you can be successful or feel like you're good and successful at what you do.
I'd add persistence to your characteristics.
Yes, absolutely. Persistence and, yes, and creativity to make ends meet. And I've hit rock bottom, and I've failed, and I've, you know, lived in cars and sofas and couches.
Right.
But, you know, once I had a great job in my 20s, and I left it all for my passion.
What advice do you give to, for example, young women who are looking for the world of work, looking forward to that?
Follow your dreams. Don't let fear get in the way. And be very open to opportunities, even if you don't think it's the right one. Even if you don't think it's within the realm of your study or your sphere. I mean, I was a political science and a literature major, so, and dance.
So that was a bit of a left-hand turn there.
A bit. All of my, everything has been left-hand turns, but those are good turns to take.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you so much.